Topic miscellaneous debrief. Does anyone have anything to bring before the commission? Commissioner Smith?
Not necessarily a new idea, but I just, if we could run through the calendar, like what is scheduled, just, there's a conference call next Friday. And then the next meeting, we're meeting Thursday with the governor, right?
Yes.
Is it Thursday? Okay.
Thursday at?
4:30.
4:30, the governor's office.
And then here, Friday, Saturday.
Okay, so we have reserved this room for the February meeting. Okay.
And does he need the call next Friday?
We should keep it on the calendar. The call will be canceled only if we need extra time to look at the sturgeon data, I think. But we're currently in agreement that we're going to talk about sturgeon, giving staff sturgeon guidance on Friday. I think that's where we landed on that one. I don't know if there'll be anything else on the agenda, but.
The Habitat Committee may be in place of if we don't have the regular.
Yes, yeah. The Habitat Committee may also take up that regular slot for the conference call. Director Anderson?
So on the sturgeon piece, I understand that Commissioner Mankin may have some additional information he'd like for us to compile for the commission. You'd be communicating that request to us on Friday during the, at the conference call. Not, you wouldn't be expecting something by next Friday, is my understanding. Is that correct? Okay.
Is that fit with your needs? Because if you need guidance by a date particular.
What I got out of the conversation, and I didn't hear any objection to Commissioner Mankin's, that we're not signaling a change in direction or course for 2014. Did hear Commissioner Kehoe's request that we have a conversation about it. I'm assuming that conversation would take place in February. And any information request, you could either do it as part of a conference call, or the commission could acknowledge that Commissioner Mankin was going to make a, could, might be making some information requests to us directly without having to go through a conference call to do that.
Absolutely.
And I'm perfectly comfortable with that.
Okay, good. All right, so we'll keep it on the calendar as we get closer. Anyone else?
When we're meeting with the governor, will we meet in the director's office and go over as a group then before? Is that yet to be, yeah, right, I think it makes sense, so.
Okay. 4:30 is the meeting with the governor, so we should all plan to get together by, say, 2 in the director's office, so we have some time to organize ourselves, and we'll do some, we'll do some thinking ahead of time. I'll send out a list of topics that we think the governor might be interested in. I'll check in with JT about what they would like to hear us speak to. So we'll get organized. Good point.
Is there any other news about the next, the vacancy on the commission?
I have heard nothing about the ninth member of the commission and when that person may be appointed. I haven't heard anything. Director Anderson, have you?
I know they're looking, but I don't, I'm not aware of them narrowing in on a particular individual.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Well, there's a topic that I'm now more interested in since the last few weeks of discussion about the BPA's reduction in coated wire tagging funding and fund shift. And that is the supplemental biological opinion. Do you think it would be feasible to get a briefing on that?
On Friday?
No, no, sometime.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I'm not sure what kind of a role the commission would play in considering the biological opinion as it affects our fish resources, but I think we ought to be informed.
There will undoubtedly be a couple of the reasonable and prudent alternatives that would be of specific interest to the commission, and we can brief you on those.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Hearing none? Meeting's adjourned.